Hello and welcome to Paul Daniels. How are you?
Well, I make a living, you know. I struggle along through life. Actually, I'm having a great time.
good. You're on tour at the minute, aren't you? So how's that going?
Well, you know, the press sometimes say to me that, questions like that, you know, I understand you're on tour. Well, I've been on tour for 43 years now. my life just moves on and on and on. And if you think that, well, let's take this year, for example. This year, I started it off in Red Hill, and since then, we've been to New Zealand, Australia, Samoa, Fiji, Pago Pago, Hawaii, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Edinburgh, going to Whitley Bay.
quite a good list of places you've been to, actually.
Oh, aye. But anybody that follows my blog or goes on Twitter or where else, on my Facebook, catches up on all this stuff, yeah.
No, right. So you're on Twitter then?
Oh yes.
I never really got into all that kind of stuff.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
That is for old people. So you're in the right place.
Yeah. I know how to do Facebook. I'm not up there with the Twitter yet. Not up there.
Twitter's much more immediate. A lot less fussy. You don't have to look at your wall all the time.
have you been to the Yannick Playhouse before, no?
Yes, I have, yes. I was up there with my own one-man show a couple of years ago. Oh, and it's great.
Yes, it's a wonderful place. Yes.
Yeah.
So when you're still performing after all these, 40 or so years, do you still get nervous when you're performing all of these...
Never been nervous.
Never?
Nope. Oh, yeah, that's a lie. I was once nervous when I was closing the Royal Variety Show doing a magic act that incorporated singing. There were some major singers on that show, and they were miming, and I thought the only idiot who'll be singing live is the conjurer. And my mouth dried up. That was the one. The rest of the time, I just think, well, look at it. I'm getting paid for playing with my toys. I'm having a good time. The audience enjoying themselves. Everything's fun. What's to be nervous about?
Yes. Well, you have been touring earlier this year as well, as you did say earlier. I'm sure you. Yeah. When you are actually looking at the audience, and some of the audiences can be quite big, do you not just look at them and do you not just sink on the stage?
No, I don't care whether the audience is big or small or whatever. Audiences, you know, some act, you get actors and acts and all that who say, oh, they weren't a very good audience tonight. Well, early days for me, I used to think, well, I'll bet Sammy Davis Jr. could entertain them. And so I disagree. I think audiences are all the same. They're made up of fat, thin, tall, short, bald, hairy people from all different walks of life. And the job of the entertainer is to go on there and make them have a good time.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I do, and so does Martin, and so does Debbie. We all have more or less the same attitude. It probably stems from me, but we just think audiences are made up of people who've paid us a huge compliment by coming to see us.
Yes.
So we have a good time.
You have taken part in many TV programmes. Have you got a favourite TV programme that you've actually been on before?
No, I like my total job. I do after-dinner speaking, corporate productions. I do theatres and village halls, and I do lectures and game shows. I do anything, and I love all that mixture.
Yeah.
Television is part of that mixture. So every time a job comes up, it interests me. As opposed to just turning over, oh, Lord, another job, you know. I'm always interested by it. So I that's what creates my own enjoyment.
I do have to admit, I was looking through the list of TV shows that you have been on. One of them that did actually startle me was Celebrity Wife Swap. You were on.
Soap and Water. soap and water, get your, wash your mouth out, yes. The problem with Celebrity Wife Swap was, well, first, you don't know who you're going to get. And the one I got didn't have any humour at all. And Debbie and I just spent our entire life laughing. So for 5 days, I just kept saying to myself, think of the money, think of the money. I'm brutally honest about that. You must have experienced this when you go on television on the morning and they've got some actor they're interviewing and they say, what attracted you to the part? I'm shouting off the settee, the money, the money. They're coming up with some deep, inner, meaningful sense that drew them to, rubbish, the money.
How's the lovely Debbie McGee today?
Oh, I'm just tickety-boo, thank you. I love it when the sun's out and we've got beautiful sunshine here.
Yeah, yes, it's the same here, actually, yes. Debbie, what's it like working with Paul?
Most of the time, I just giggle. So it's very good working with him.
Very good, actually. If I was working with somebody that I was in a relationship with, I would probably end up falling out with them.
No, what happens is you both get to know all about each other's job, as it were. So you've got lots to talk about. People that get divorced generally don't work together.
Yes.
If you have a look around, they develop other interests, outside interests, whereas we've been together now for 32 years, and we're still as daft as we were in the beginning.
Paul, you were in Strictly Come Dancing. Did you enjoy Strictly Come Dancing on...
Yeah, anything that's very, very interesting, I enjoy it. And I'd never, ever danced in my life. So probably because my first wife ran off with a dancing teacher. So that would put you off, wouldn't it? Yeah.
It's just actually watching the TV, all the moves that they do and stuff like that. It would put me off straight away because I would just sort of roll around the floor instead of dancing. So if people who are listening now want to have a quick look on your... Do you have a website? What is the website address?
Oh, well, it's simple. It's www. Of course, and then it's pauldaniels.co.uk.
Right.
PaulDaniels.co.uk. And if you go on there, it's an interesting website because, yes, I do control it, and yes, I do write the blog on it, and it's also got links to other things. So it's a good one to have a mooch around, some videos on there. Yeah, good site.
Yeah, I was on it yesterday, actually, and it was yesterday morning. I went on at around about 11 o'clock, and the next time I looked at the clock, it was about 12:15.
We've got lost like that on the internet too.
Yes. So that's about it. So you're coming on the 4th of October. That's correct.
Annick Playhouse. Yeah, we're Annick looking Playhouse. Forward to it. We like Annick a lot.
Yes, I will try my best to windle an afternoon and a night off work so I can come along and. Have a watch, actually.
And I do hope that everybody noticed I finally managed to teach Debbie not to call it Alnwick.
it's something that I used to say as well, but...
you've been cured.
Oh, well, lovely to talk to you.
Yes, well, I'm here till 3 o'clock this afternoon, so then at 3 o'clock I've got to go shopping and I've got to go home. Probably do some hoovering and stuff like that. So,
Oh, you can do the hoovering on a rainy day.
Yes, but I'm at work every other day, so my day off. Do the hoovering.
Well, the muck will wait for you. Take care, Bonnie lad.
Right, thank you.
Bye.